Zone. I'm Steve Gore. God bless America. Thank you for being here. It's another busy week in sorting it out for you, that's for sure. Looking at the headlines and figuring out what's true and what's not. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, lifeguards are missing. As the number of drownings in Lake Michigan have jumped dramatically, we'll get you that. Number two, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is giving family-friendly Tudor Dixon a run for her money, literally, with childcare handouts. We'll talk about that. And the case for the legislature to take up a modest abortion proposal, that's being discussed. Quiet conversations being held in Republican circles. This has been going on for a while, by the way. About the House and Senate taking up modest abortion proposals that would meet somewhere between the 1931 law that bans abortion in Michigan and the abortion up to the moment of birth that will be on the ballot for this fall. The rough ideas for the legislature put on the governor's desk, a bill banning abortion after somewhere between 12 and 15 weeks. Gosh, right exactly where I've told you we'll end up at some point. Right exactly where I've told you that. That's the target. The idea is twofold. First, it would present to the public an alternative that a strong majority of voters would support it, limited abortions under strict regulations. This would be in stark contrast to the all or nothing options voters are currently stuck with. Let me tell you something. I was talking with Robert Cahaley yesterday. He's the man that runs Trafalgar Polling. Right? Trafalgar Polling, the ones that called Tudor Dixon exactly right at 40.6%, the ones that called Michael the winner for the Wisconsin gubernatorial race 2 days ago, the only ones that did that, the ones that called Donald Trump to be the winner in Michigan 2016 and so on and so forth. And Robert Cahaley told me, look, Republicans are screwing up here by going for everything, by going for complete abortion bans. They're turning people off. And they're going too far. You see, the majority of Americans, whether you like it or not, are going to find themselves not liking what the final product is for abortion. And that is 12 to 15 weeks. That's where the vast majority of Western nations are, 12 to 15 weeks, all over Europe and elsewhere. Which means the pro-life folks won't be happy and the pro-choice folks won't be happy, but you won't have a situation where there are no abortions, which the majority of voters do not support, and you're not going to have abortions on the day before a kid is born, which the vast majority of voters do not support. In fact, most people do not support second trimester abortions either. So it'd be a stark contrast. So, as it stands, you have the 1931 ban in place, or you have abortions until the moment of birth. However, that can later be regulated by the state to fetal viability, as long as the mother's mental and physical health is allowed as a carve-out. So, it's time for the Republicans to act. It's time for the Republicans to act, giving every individual a fundamental right to reproductive freedom and effectuate decisions about matters related to pregnancy, abortion care, so on and so forth. According to John Burge of the Alliance Defending Freedom, this opens the door for teenagers to get abortions without the consent of their parents. Theoretically, legislation would force the governor to publicly act on her number one campaign talking point. If she's not willing to sign a bill creating limited abortion similar to what was Michigan law prior to Roe v. Wade being overturned, she can be framed as an out-of-touch liberal on the subject. The anti-ballot proposal side is planning an expansive and ad campaign to bring up wild scenarios this constitutional amendment could make real. Youth starting gender transitioning without parental consent. Prosecutors unable to charge back alley abortionists who botch a procedure. Maybe it all works. Maybe the scenarios are too outrageous for voters to believe. Voters in Kansas 2 weeks ago showed they don't want a near abortion ban. And legislators don't want to be on the receiving end of that sentiment. Now, make no mistake, Kansas has pretty strict rules. They allow abortions to 22 weeks, longer than most people are comfortable with, but they allow it to 22 weeks with some guidelines. If the governor were to sign a legislative abortion alternative, it would arguably kill reproductive freedom for all and weaken the abortion issue as a campaign talking point. The biggest hurdle is getting to first base with the idea in the wildly conservative Republican caucuses in both the House and Senate. Many of the members came into office with right-to-life support. They have moral issues with anything other than abortions limited to the life of the mother. Some support abortion exceptions for rape and incest, but not all. When this scenario was brought up to Emily Kroll, who runs the Michigan Right to Life Political Action Committee, she says, unequivocally, we would never support that. But unfortunately, it might not be up to her. I'm a pro-life individual. However, the reality is this. If you can't, if you go for the whole 1931 law and are rigidly there, this amendment to the state constitution will pass. And then you'll have abortion up to the moment of birth. So you stood on principle for no abortions at all, and you got abortions for everyone at any time with no restrictions. Does that sound like a smart way to go? If you've got a train car that was going off to Auschwitz, and you said, we've got to save 100 people on that train car, and they said, listen, we've got a situation where we can save 80, but we can't save 100. And you said, absolutely not. And you ended up saving zero. Do you take the 80 and shake your head and cry for the 20? Or do you just lose them all? You need to think about that. Because right now we're looking at either abortion on demand at any time, for any reason, or no reason at all, or no abortion ever. That doesn't work for the vast majority of people that are going to be casting votes in November and in years to come. Kroll says they don't play politics with human lives. Well, Ms. Kroll, I hate to disagree, but that's exactly what you're doing. Because refusing to accept anything will put us in a position where Michigan gets everything at any time. You've been warned. You've been warned. You can get it back to 12 or 15 weeks, or it can be at 40 weeks. There's not going to be middle ground here. I'm a pro-life individual, but I can also figure out politics and understand if you're that strident about it, you're going to lose. It's a terrible idea, by the way, to lose, to allow abortion at any time and have it put into the state's constitution. Wise up. I'll take a break and be back.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.